Ah, there you are. We've been waiting for you. If you've been struggling to get your personal fitness on track and keep it there, then you're in the perfect place. Because this guy is good. And I mean really good. You're listening to the Fitness Whisperer podcast, where you get simplified strategies and unique insights on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and life itself from best-selling author and progressive fitness innovator, Joey Atlas. He's been helping people achieve sustainable fitness success for over 30 years in ways that are realistic, doable, and super effective. And now he's helping you. So clear your mind and get ready for a powerful dose of health-improving, life-enhancing wisdom from the Fitness Whisperer himself, Joey Atlas.
Thanks, Melissa, and thank you for tuning in today. I'm Joey Atlas, the host of the Fitness Whisperer podcast. So I'm a bit scattered today. I've got a bunch of notes here. So I'm going to need you to bear with me, but trust me, I've got a lot of good stuff to cover, and that's why I've got a lot of notes scattered around here. And before we get into what I'm going to cover and share with you today, I've got three quick things to go over. Number one, if you're brand new here today, if this is your first time tuning into the podcast, if a friend or a loved one or a coworker shared the podcast with you, and you're new here, here's what you're going to want to do. Number one, make sure you go to thejoeyatlas.com/iTunes and subscribe so that you get every episode that I record sent directly to your device and you never miss an episode. Number two, especially if you're new here or if you've been tuning in but you have not done this yet, I'd be really surprised if you haven't. But do it anyway now. Go to thejoeyatlas.com and make sure you get the free Fit for Life program. Now, this is great if you're just a beginner trying to get started with your fitness, or you're on again, off again, kind of trying to find your way to stick with it long term, or if you're looking to switch things up and go to a method that takes you away from the typical weights and the stack machines and all the hardcore stuff. Come try the Fit for Life program. It's totally free. It's 14 videos that will get you on the right path and will help you big time. And then after that, you can just repeat the programs over and over if you want to, or you can choose to upgrade to Atlas Ultimate Access, where you get endless videos, endless training sessions, all kinds of good stuff. But that'll be up to you. Come get the free stuff first, because you have to start with those programs. Third thing is, share all of this. If you know at least one person, and I'm sure you do, probably several, share this stuff with them, all right? A lot of investment in time, money, energy, and effort goes into producing this podcast that you're listening to for free, and also the free training programs on my website, thejoeyatlas.com. All I ask is that you share them with whoever you can think of who will benefit from some part of this or all of it. That's it. And the other thing that I may have forgotten to mention is please rate and review the podcast on iTunes. Open your device, go to the iTunes app, and search in iTunes for the Fitness Whisperer. And you'll be able to rate and review what you think of this podcast. Now, of course, if you're new here, listen to this whole episode before you rate and review it. Maybe listen to a few of the previous ones because they are evergreen and timeless, and they will help you no matter when you hear them, even if it's 5, 10, 15 years from now. Please rate and review. The more you do that, the more this gets, it becomes visible, it gets shared, it gets found and discovered by people who need it. And we help make this world a healthier place. All right, now we get into the good stuff. So, at the time of me recording this, it's a week after my 2017 annual physical medical health exam. And I was actually quite surprised at this one, and here's why. From 2 years ago to last year, from 2015 to 16, my health profile improved. All of my vital stats improved. They got better. So that was going from age 45 to 46, and that was an extremely stressful year, probably one of the top five stressful years of my life. Because it was a year I was gearing up to open the first Sculpt2Fit studio and everything that went along with that, and also building this online platform right now that you're looking at. So much work had to go into all this. Many sleepless nights and lots of stress. So I was quite impressed and surprised when all of my vitals came back improved. But it gets better, because from 2016 to 17, this past year, everything got even better. All the big stuff. I'm talking cholesterol, total over HDL, triglycerides, my PSA, my TSH, just everything got better. There are a couple of measurements that we'll talk about that were kind of outside the high and low ranges that were preferred. But still, overall, if you watch the video that Dr. Osborne walks through with me in my actual exam meeting with him, you'll see that those little readings that were either just high or just low were really inconsequential with all factors considered and with my lifestyle and my daily habits. Really just something to keep an eye on. So we'll touch on one of those actually a little bit later on. So this past year was even, I would say, even more stressful than the year before, still putting it in probably the top five most stressful years of my entire life. And I was really surprised, was actually kind of shocked to see that all of my big vital numbers were better. And so, as I mentioned in the video, if you haven't had a chance to see that yet, it's definitely worth watching. As I mentioned in there, I don't say any of this to brag, but I share all this to inspire you. One, to inspire you and let you know that getting better is possible, even beyond middle age. Changing things, reversing things, making them better is absolutely possible if you're willing to take the right actions, create the right mindset, place your values on the things that are most important to you, and take the daily actions that matter and that are in line with those values. So I'm proof. I am proof that things can be improved. And on top of that, what I plan to do is, I realized I can do this every year. I can publicly share the videos. I can share the scans of my actual medical profile and blood work and all the vitals. And if the doctor keeps letting me, I'll keep bringing the candid cam into the actual appointment so that you could see everything we're talking about. Nothing hidden, full transparency. And the aim would be to show you that year after year, I'm either going to be maintaining or still improving what you see in front of you now that I share in this current report. The whole idea there would be not just to show you the improvements or the maintenance on an annual cycle, but also share with you what I'm doing in between those annual visits to make sure that I'm maintaining proper health, quality of life, building for my longevity, and getting the most out of every day. I'm going to share the things I'm doing so that the next time around, I know the results are going to be good. And if they're not, by some crazy chance, we're going to address it together, and I'm going to share with you what I'm doing to address anything that falls out of line. So real quick, what we'll do here is I just want to touch on just a couple of the quick vitals. My total cholesterol has gotten better. It used to be just over 200. A year ago, it was down in the 190s, I think, and then this year, 174. Now, if you want to see all this, what I'm going to do is you can come back to the site, thejoeyatlas.com. You can click in the upper right under Shows, the Fitness Whisperer podcast. You can click there, and then you can click to this episode, which will be marked something as 2017 Annual Medical Physical with Doctor Update, etc. And you'll be able to see under that post all the links that I'm going to share where you can see everything I'm going over and everything I'm talking about. And you could probably even be able to print my the actual blood work paperwork from 2017. I'll see if I can set that up so you could print them for your reference. So my PSA was good. Doctor didn't have to put the gloves on and get all invasive and stuff and poke around. What they do now is they check the numbers, and if the numbers look good, they just have you do some self-testing. They will test if you want them to, but I passed on the rubber glove stuff because I was doing well, and the PSA numbers are looking really strong, really good. TSH was good, thyroid stimulating hormone, really strong there. The MPV was a little in the low range. So what I did was I did a quick search on the internet and actually came across a few helpful articles that actually showed me, even though it's coming up as in the low range in the exam sheet here, the summary, 7.6 actually isn't too bad at all. It's kind of low normal. So I was good with that. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to get into sharing what I've been doing to make things get better. Okay. Just wanted to touch on a few more things before I do that. The cholesterol, the important ratio that normally isn't actually even shown in most blood work profiles, the paperwork, is the total cholesterol number divided by the HDL, the high-density lipoproteins, which are the good ones, which we want relatively higher. My ratio is 2.02. And I won't go into details there, but I will share some links that'll give you insight as to where that falls on the scale. 2.02 is like superhero levels. It is like an indicator that your cholesterol is just kicking butt and it's a powerhouse. So again, I don't share this to brag. I share this to inspire you, to let you know that that number wasn't always that good, but it has improved over the last several years, and it has improved despite crazy, crazy stressful times I'm going through to get these businesses going, get the SculptFit Studios off the ground, and help make this world a better place. Now, I'm going to share how that these good numbers have happened in a second. If you watch the video with my doctor visit, I briefly touch on the STD topic. And here's what I ask him. At the time of the video and at the time of the exam, I asked him straight up, I haven't been sexually active in 4.5 years. And in that 4.5 years, I've had two full STD panels. They've both come back clean as a whistle. And so I asked him, does it make sense to do another one? And he said, no, if you've truly been inactive and two during that time span have been clean as a whistle, he said, you're still clean as a whistle. No need to do another one. And so I started thinking, when I talk about this, some people are probably going to be wondering, wow, this guy, you know, he keeps himself in awesome shape. Definitely, you know, there's a physical side, a vanity side to how he takes care of himself. How has this guy been sexually inactive for that long? It's simply by choice. And for me, that could have been different. There have been plenty of opportunities out there. Those opportunities can be created if you go to the right places. There's no shortage of bars loaded with people who are looking for short flings, one-night stands, anything along those lines. But that's not me. I have a very different value set in terms of how I live my life and the things I do that have meaning to me. And this goes actually someplace even deeper. And this is where it gets really important. One of the overriding themes in living a healthy life ties back into all of the choices we make, not just with nutrition, not just with exercise, but everything. The choices we make in the people we surround ourselves with, the people we choose to connect with and communicate with, and the way we treat our intimate lives, our sex lives. So the best analogy I have here, and this may not even be an analogy, it may be just a fact of human life, humanity. Sex, just like food, just like alcohol, and just like living a lazy life, sedentary lifestyle, is something that can be easily overindulged in. Beyond that, it can be abused, and it could be treated as a place where we try to derive happiness and meaning and value from and self-worth, when in reality, it creates the opposite effect. Just like overeating bad foods, lack of exercise, overconsumption of alcohol, etc., etc. Sex without meaning, without love, without the development of a true deep relationship is basically just like overeating and eating poorly and not exercising. So from that standpoint, I hope it helps to make a little bit more sense on how I view sexual intimacy in my life and how I'm able to go long periods with sexual inactivity. I see it as another one of these parts of life that we need to have discipline in. And if we don't, we suffer the consequences. So people who are sexually overactive or promiscuous or easy do suffer the consequences. Sometimes those consequences are outright STDs and disease and medical issues and illnesses. And other times, they're psychological. Psychological in a way where the easiest way to describe this is, and this goes for both men and women, people continuously looking for more and more sex, whether it's from new people or additional people in addition to who they're already being sexual with and having sexual relations with, in addition to for more and more validation, to feel more important, to feel more desirable, to feel like they are somebody. So it's this never-ending thirst to get outside validation from other people, in this instance through sexual activity, that someone is desirable and worthy and valuable and wanted by others. What happens here, of course, is that cannot happen. We can only get this from inside of ourselves, from feeling, seeing, and knowing our own self-worth, having our own self-love, being in love with ourselves, and getting that from us alone. Until that happens, it could never come from somebody outside of us. Hence, this constant void that most people in society are trying to fill through physical sexual activity from other people. So again, I don't want to get too far into this. We'll probably go deeper into this. I'm going to look for some well-seasoned professionals who could talk more at length about this because I find it really intriguing. I like paying attention to my own thought processes and how I make decisions of discipline, and I'm able to stick with them very naturally. But I also realize a lot of other people can use the insights from outside sources, professionals who know how the mind works and who can talk to people on how they can better implement these kinds of mental mindset strategies to make a strong enough mind shift to be able to live this way so that they are actually living their best life by putting themselves first and then acting from a place of self-love and a position of strength with the self based on values, self-worth, self-value, and self-love. So stay tuned for more of that. We're going to get into it as, again, this is the Fitness Whisperer, and the Whisperer part takes us into other areas that may not be your typical fitness theme or genre, but falls under the umbrella of total life fitness, fitness of the entire self, mind, body, spirit. So we're going to go there. So I'll wrap up on that note by just talking about the benefits of being abstinent, you know, when it counts. I mean, sex for the sake of sex is only that. For me, being able to be abstinent during periods of being solo brings me a lot of happiness. I know it brings me more health because I'm not taking unnecessary risks that are based on superficial desires, like overeating, like alcohol, like being sedentary and lazy. And it also helps with positioning. I know the kind of person I want to meet and settle down with. And that person is going to want to know how I behaved when I was solo, before I met them. And being the kind of person I am going to want to give that person complete honesty and let them know exactly who I am, where I'm coming from, and who they're getting involved with. Every person deserves to know the absolute truth of the person sitting in front of them so that they can make decisions based on true honesty, authenticity, and genuine trust. And so those are some of my reasons for taking the path I have. If you have any questions about this, you know, feel free to come connect with me on my social media channels. I'd love to talk more about it. If this is something that's really catching your ear, you can find me on Facebook, of course. All the links are on accessible via the main site, thejoeyatlas.com. But we are going to circle back on this in the future. All right, onward we go. So how have I made these improvements over the last 2 years collectively? Well, let's focus on the last year alone. I'm going to give you the main things I've done. I'm also going to include helpful links in the show notes from the main website. The first thing I've really focused on in the last year is basically cutting out alcohol. I stopped drinking. It's almost a year now. It's going to be a year in July. So it's 10 months that I've totally stopped drinking. I wasn't drinking extremely heavily before that, but I had my phases through life. And the few years leading up to this, I realized I was using alcohol as a way to cope with the stress that I was putting myself through in getting the new podcast and complete website off the ground, getting the Sculpt2Fit studios open, pulling the team together, and everything that went with that. I decided that it was time to basically cut out alcohol. It didn't fit with my values anymore. It didn't fit with the person I wanted to be and felt I should be. And it didn't fit with the message that I want to continue to put out there, strengthen, develop, in order to impact more and more lives, especially the youth of not only this country, the USA, but the youth all over. I believe alcohol does a lot more damage in society than it does good. And that's really all I'll say about that right now. We're going to revisit that as well because there's lots more to be said about this. And again, if you didn't see the blog post about this, I want to send a special thank you to my awesome friend, Kari Lynn, for being one of the catalysts that made me decide it's time to stop drinking alcohol, even on a casual basis. It was just time to cut it out. Speaking of Kari Lynn, she is going to be here in just a few days. And actually, by the time you're listening to this, she's going to be here. So you'll want to come check out the video channel on the Atlas Candid Cam show link at the website. You'll also want to check out the Instagram feed because I know she and I are going to be getting some good, short, helpful video clips and some good photos of foods we're eating, recipes we might be cooking, short workout stints we're doing, and some funny stuff too. So be sure to tune in there. And okay, so back to the list. The other thing I've been focusing on in the last year is morning meditation. Literally every morning I've meditated for the last year, and I don't think I've missed a morning. And so I'll do another episode completely devoted to talking about meditation, how to get started, what your different free options are, things to think about, books to consider, things I've experienced over the meditation journey. And I can tell you, I never thought I'd be one to meditate if you asked me 5, 6, 7 years ago, but I don't know how I would do without it anymore. It's so simple. It's so very subtle, but the benefits go beyond just bringing relief to anxiety, bringing mental clarity. There are actual proven, documented mental brain benefits and health benefits that are tied directly to meditation practice. So what's cool is that there are a lot of simple ways to do this, and they can get more and more complex and involved if you want to, but we're going to circle back to go deeper on that in a future episode. But right now, I just wanted to list it as one of the things that have impacted my health improvements over the last year. Another one, simple, super cheap, and literally within arm's reach for everybody. 1 tablespoon of organic apple cider vinegar every morning. Basically, I leave the bottle on the counter. When I come back from my morning run, walk, jog, I take 1 tablespoon of the organic apple cider vinegar, pour it in, swallow it down, and I wash it down with some green tea that's on the counter or some fresh water. Simple. That's it. It's not rocket science. You can read about all the benefits of apple cider vinegar. You can hem and haw and debate whether or not they're true. But at the end of the day, putting organic apple cider vinegar is definitely not going to hurt you. And there's a lot of evidence to point toward the benefits that do help you. Number 4, I've been eating more vegetables on a consistent basis. I've done that for years and years, but I've increased them just a little bit as I've decreased my heavier carbohydrate intake. So for example, I may have cut back on the heavier carbohydrates, such as organic multigrain bread, organic pasta, or quinoa, which is, you know, I consider it a carbohydrate still, even though its nutrition profile is more balanced than that. But I still back away a little bit from the carbohydrate type foods and replace that with more vegetables, such as sauteed green beans or steamed, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, sauteed sweet peas. There's a lot of them. Those are just a few, but those are some of the staples that are widely available now just about anywhere. I get most of mine from Costco. They're literally cheaper than regular vegetables. They sell them in 5, 6 pound bulk bags. And by the pound, there's no reason why anybody should not be eating organic when these are all becoming so common now. Even your Walmart marketplaces are starting to carry organics, Target. I'm sure there are other places in other countries that are doing the same. It's just a matter of being aware, looking for stuff, and then creating your shopping list around this. Let's see. Number 5, shorter training sessions. If you are doing any of my free videos, or if you've bought any of my other private access programs or DVDs, you know that my sessions can be toward an hour, but you also know that they can be broken down or cut in half into 20 to 25 minute sessions. So for me personally, I've been doing shorter sessions, simply making sure I get them in daily and not missing them. And the consistency in the training sessions being shorter has allowed me to be more regular and consistent and getting the benefits of getting those shorter training sessions into my schedule. So I'm going to be sharing some specific video footage of those sessions, and I'm also going to be adding a bunch over the next few months, maybe even for the next year, going to be adding some of these into the Atlas Ultimate Private Access section as well for people who want to get access to them via the upgrade. The other thing, and I think some people are going to really love this, is I've been decreasing the amount of ice cream and or gelato intake. And really, I don't even remember now the last time I had it. It may have been 5-6 months ago that I've had any ice cream or gelato in the evening, which is really the only time I'll have it, unless it's a fun day and really, really active, doing a lot of stuff and, you know, eating an ice cream or gelato in the mid-afternoon basically has been burnt off already by the time I'm eating it. I had a habit of eating some at night, and I've basically cut that out, and here's what I've replaced it with, right? Because it's all about shifting habits so that it's not dramatic, it's not drastic, but you still have something you enjoy, but something that benefits you more. What I've been doing is buying dark, organic chocolate chips and organic toasted coconut flakes. I've actually been getting these usually at Walmart, the marketplace. Target has them, Whole Foods has them. You know, I mean, what store wouldn't have these now? Anyway, I take about a tablespoon and a half or 2 tablespoons of the toasted coconut flakes. I mix it with equal amounts of the dark chocolate chips, and I get a small spoon, and I enjoy small bites of this awesome flavor combo explosion. Really is a dessert. It's not, maybe not a big filling piece of cake or a pint of ice cream, but when you start feeling the benefits of this and your body's leaning out and your health profile is getting better, well, that's really what matters. And once you get used to this, you actually like the way you feel. You don't feel bloated after dinner, and you don't feel like you've got an extra 3 pounds sitting in your stomach before bedtime. You actually feel light. You feel good. There's no indigestion. And you've been satisfied. You had a really nice treat without depriving yourself, which has lent to your health. Toasted coconut flakes are actually good for you. And hey, dark chocolate is even good for you. So that's one thing I've been doing. And I've been doing it every night. I don't consider it a cheat meal or you know, a cheat dessert. I'm not into that strategy of a cheat day or cheat meals. You know, when you're eating right most of the time and it's tied to your values, well, you don't even need to cheat. There's not even a reason to label anything a cheat this or cheat that. You just enjoy something when you want it, and you shift things so that the things you're enjoying actually benefit you and you're not destroying yourself. What else? So the other thing is I've been walking more. I've been getting into podcasts. I actually listen to mine when they come out live, just like you're listening to this. I like to listen back to my own podcast, believe it or not. I do get help out of it, and it does help me set up the next few episodes because I get to listen to exactly what you're listening to as the listener. So I go on more walks, listen to other podcasts as well. I get to explore some of my other interests, which are spiritual, science, nature, business development, relationship development, psychology. And so I catch up on my podcasts while going for walks. And sometimes it's an extra mile. Sometimes it's an extra 5 miles. Depends on the day, depends on the weather, depends on what else I'm doing. But on a week-to-week basis, my walking mile in the afternoon and or evenings and weekends has increased. What I'm going to do is I'm actually going to create a full blog post on the increase of my walking habit and what it looks like as recorded on the basic health app, the pedometer tracking app on my iPhone. And I'm going to show you some of the things I do that make me naturally want to walk more. These are so simple, you're going to love them though, because most people wouldn't even think of this. So you can look for an email coming out soon. I'll talk more about that. And that's really it. Those are the key things that I've changed and or added in the last year that have helped bring about these improvements of health. There's one thing that I forgot to put here that I made a side note that I want to bring into the picture. The other thing that I realized after the fact is I mentioned Kari Lynn before. She's going to be visiting here in a couple days. We've had regular phone conversations for about the last year. Actually, it's over a year now. And she was using my program. One of my programs previously was a success story. She reached out to share her success story. We connected, a friendship developed, and we started having phone conversations, I don't know, every 5, 6, 7 weeks. And then after a while, she said, I would like to come visit you and check out the Sculpt2Fit studio and everything that's going on there. And I said, great, let me know when you're ready. And before we knew it, we were having phone conversations every week or so, knowing that she was coming to visit and we wanted to really get to know each other a bit more. And in all those conversations, some very good things came about. The friendship developed because of the depth of the conversations we were able to have with each other. And I have a very limited circle of friends because of what I mentioned earlier, keeping certain people out of your life and only allowing certain people in that enrich your life, whose lives you're able to enrich mutually. And Kari has been one of those people. The conversations have been fantastic. It's actually helped in all of the work I've been doing. And I believe that's also one of the reasons why my health has improved. It's been a great connection, and it's been one that has filled a void in my life in regards to another special person around. So on that note, here's the one thing I plan to do as I move forward toward next year's physical exam and health medical profile. I'm going to keep doing everything I just listed for you, but the one thing I plan on doing is it's a goal for me to add more companionship. And of course, that takes work. You can't just snap your fingers and make it happen, but it is one thing I do want to work on. It's one thing I would like to add to my life on a stronger level, and that is more consistent, reliable companionship, ideally in the form of a female whose life I can also enrich and bring value to. And I believe on many levels, there's a big why to that. And I believe there's emotional, mental, and intellectual stimulation, gratification, and development that comes from that kind of companionship. I believe there's a spiritual, universal benefit to both people involved in that kind of companionship relationship. And I believe there is also a benefit, of course, from that physical activity of time being spent together, and also, of course, the sexual intimacy as well. So I believe this all ties together in helping improve my life, health profile, longevity, and having that companionship as part of my life, and me also being able to do the same for that person as well. So that's one thing I'm going to look to add. I'm laying it out there. And I will keep you posted. So this takes me to the next part of what I want to share today. And I made a little note here called past predictions. And so some of this is rough. Just rough this out. It's like these quick things that came to me. And I'm actually going to post some screenshots to this. So back in 2007, on one of my first blogs, I wrote about the dangers of artificial sweeteners, chemical sweeteners. And I was writing about them even before that blog post in 2007 because I referenced some of the earlier articles that I wrote that were pulled into my first book in 2008. And so I was making predictions way back in my teen years when I got off the artificial sweeteners, when I realized they were doing something not so good to me. And so what's happening now is there is more and more info coming out about the detrimental effects of artificial sweeteners. Now, that aside, I can tell you from the women me and my team speak with at the Sculpt2Fit studio in St. John's in Mandarin, Florida, A lot of these women don't even know the extent to which artificial chemical sweeteners are in a lot of the foods, let alone the diet sodas and the diet drinks. So we've been on a heavy kick of education and highlighting of what the names are of these things. And, you know, giving them more info, how to find alternatives, natural sweeteners, et cetera, et cetera. These are predictions that are from over 10 years ago that I was pointing toward. And these are all coming out now. And so what's amazing is that how many people still don't know about this stuff. And, you know, you can do it, research the, and you will find 50-50 splits in the arguments for and against. But here's my take, and this always has been my take. I know my personal experience with these, and they were not good. But at the end of the day, if it's still a 50-50 shot that they're either bad for you or not bad for you, I don't want to be the guinea pig that finds out the 50% chance that they were bad for me. So I decided long ago to avoid all artificial chemical sweeteners. Simple, period. Just like the alcohol, stopping a year ago. I was done, period. I know how to look for them. I know where they are, and I will avoid them. The other trick is that there are new chemical sweeteners coming out onto the market. For example, there's one called Advantame. Advantame, Advantame. I didn't even know about this until recently. And here's why I don't know about this. I simply don't eat or drink just about all or most of the foods where these would be used as an ingredient. So I don't even have to bother to look for them anymore. I came across this one because of some research I was doing for one of the next blog posts that's coming up that you're going to see. So you will want to keep your eyes peeled for Advantame. And if you choose to avoid chemical artificial sweeteners, this is one that you're going to want to add to your list. From what I quickly scanned, it is a highly concentrated derivative of aspartame. Enough said, right? So we're going to circle back on this. I'm going to do a full article with some really good link references that are going to shed some light on the topic and enlighten you a bunch more. And it's going to put you in a position to know more than 98% of the population out there about artificial chemical sweeteners. And you'll not only be able to help yourself and your family, but other friends and coworkers and loved ones as well. The other thing is exercise is going to become one of the strongest treatments for mental illness. And I just made a note here because we've been touching on this in some of the seminars at the SculptiFit studio. And I know my coaches have been reporting some things to me in regards to some of the improvements that women are talking about and some of the improvements that their husbands are even talking about in regards to their mental state, the mindset, the clarity, the disappearance of the mind fog, and the mood enhancement of the female clients at the SculptiFit studio. So we touched on this notion of mind-body disconnect in early adulthood, which just gets worse and worse over the years, that I believe is a strong reason or one of the ingredients for development of more intense mental illness in adulthood and middle age and beyond. My concept is called reconnection. So it's reconnecting the mind and body through proper exercise, which I teach in my programs online, the website, which my coaching team teaches at the SculptiFit studios, of reconnecting the mind and body so as to actually cure some of the mental illnesses that are brewing in the mind that has been disconnected from that body. So again, I'm just touching on this here to make note, give you some food for thought, let you know some of the topic areas that we're going to be visiting in the future, especially when I find appropriate professionals to help me talk about this and bring more light to the subject. Of course, all in the efforts of helping you, people you know, people who are looking for an answer in their life. There are many different ways to think about the benefits of fitness, exercise, proper nutrition, and the vanity part is only one little sliver of that. It's just one ingredient. You know, we really start making things happen when we look below the surface, when we look into our internal health profiles, which is one of the big reasons I've made mine the subject of this podcast episode, and why I'm talking about this notion of mental illness due to mind-body disconnect at various stages of life, and then rebuilding through that reconnection to get rid of some of that mental illness that has developed. So I leave you with that as food for thought. Next up is the Atlas Action Coaching Assignment. But before I give you that, I want to just give you three quick reminders. If you've enjoyed this episode, think about everything I talked about. Think about the things nobody else talks about that you don't hear in other places. And think about somebody, at least one person, who will benefit from at least one thing that I've touched on or spoken about today. Think of one person. Maybe you know 5, 10, 20, 100, a few thousand. Maybe you work for a company that has a bunch of people working all over the world, and they need good, health-improving, life-enhancing information. Share this with them. Share it with everybody you know. It's totally cool. Like, I've made it. Get it out there. Let's help as many people as possible. If you haven't already, come to thejoeyatlas.com and sign up for the free Fit for Life fitness training program videos. You'd be silly not to. I mean, seriously, they're almost like a $300 value. People have paid for some of these programs. Like, when you see them, you'll understand. These are actual DVDs that people buy. I've turned segments of them into online streaming videos for your convenience, so you can access them from any device anywhere in the world. And you can create an awesome, awesome foundational program that will help you in ways that I can't even put into words. And then from there, you can choose what you want to do. You can repeat the Fit for Life program over and over and over at no cost to you, and you'll have tremendous health benefits that you'll thank me for later. Or you can choose to step into the private access zone, Atlas Ultimate Access, and you could get all my other programs and everything we produce brand new on a monthly basis added into the private health club access area for Atlas Ultimate Access. The other thing, please, this podcast, rate and review it. If you enjoyed any part of it and you found it helpful, seriously, this sounds simple, but don't ignore it. Go to thejoeyatlas.com/iTunes or go to the iTunes app on your device, go into podcasts, go to search, and search for The Fitness Whisperer. You'll see me come up. You can select it, press on it, and you'll see the place where you can leave a rating and a review. Of course, you're going to give it 5 stars, right? If you have less than that, all right, fine. Tell me why. But please, leave your rating, leave your review. I want to hear from you. Like, I need to hear from you. If you want me to keep doing this, I need to know you're listening. I need to know you care. I need to know you care about yourself to want more of this kind of information to keep you on the path for life. So rate and review it. By rating and reviewing it, it actually helps more people who need this be able to find it much more easily. So that's how it works. It creates an algorithm. The iTunes sees that people are rating and reviewing it, and it allows other people to find it too. So that's it. Now, as you listen to the inspiring and motivational music chiming in here as we close this out, I'm going to give you your Atlas Action Coaching Assignment. Now, in line with the majority of today's episode, here's what I'd like you to do, and here's how this will benefit you. I mean, it's a logical step for you, and it's one that's going to put you in tune with your health, your wellness, your longevity. This is going to make it more tangible. Get your most recent health medical exam results if you do not have them already. If you don't have them and you're like, oh, how am I going to do that? get in touch with your physician. Let them know you would like a copy, either printed and mailed or emailed or both, to you of your full medical profile and all your numbers. Let them know you're taking a more active role year to year and you need your profile so that you can start keeping track of things. Now, what you're going to do is, if they email it to you, be sure to print it out. You want to post it somewhere where you will see it every day. So for that matter, you might want to print out a few copies, one to put on your refrigerator, one to put on your desk. Put some notes on it. You know, be silly. Get a highlighter like you see mine on the website. I went on mine with a highlighter, made some notes in the side column. Get creative. Let that be one of your focal points that reminds you daily what you can't see going on the inside of you. Yeah, it's easy to look in the mirror and see that, you know, oh man, I look like, I do not like it. I need to do something. Well, what these numbers do as you're on your journey, on your mission, is they let you know what is going on the inside. It's a constant reminder that will fuel your motivation and will inspire you to take the right actions when maybe you don't feel like it. Or maybe you're like, I'll just skip it for today. Or I'm just going to get on the couch and watch some TV. Well, you already know my position with TV if you tuned into last week's episode. And if you haven't, be sure to come back and listen to episode 6 or listen to it right after this, because I talk about the TV thing and how it's killing people. And I also talk about a submission from Julie and all the comments and excuses she had for not doing her daily physical fitness and nutrition properly. And I help her work around those excuses in a way that shares usable tips for everybody listening. And I guarantee if you listen to that, you will say, oh my goodness, I know somebody who needs to hear this. I know somebody who has those same excuses and they need to hear this so they can get over those excuses and start taking care of themselves, because there really are no excuses when you hear this. So get your profile, print it out, put it where you're going to see it, and start making notes as to what you want to improve on your health profile. Circle the numbers, whether it's cholesterol, triglycerides, your ratios, whatever it is. For women, you're going to have some other things that you're going to be looking at. You know, my PSA, of course, is not going to be on your medical exam, but you'll have mammogram, you'll have bone density, you'll have the pap smear, pelvic exam. You'll have your things too, as compared to the guys. So mark those numbers, start monitoring them. You cannot leave your health profile to chance. This is not a test or an exam that you can cram for the last minute. This is not something you could just do, you know, a short, intense week of studying and pass. You cannot go into your annual health and medical physical exam hoping and praying that you're going to just get by. It doesn't work that way. These exams are the most important in your life, and you want to work at them on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month basis so that when that time of year rolls around, you go in there with full confidence, knowing that you've done everything you can to make all these numbers come out better than the year before. And if they're good to start with, then you want to keep them there. You want to make sure that you're maintaining those levels of health, wellness, and longevity. So, that's it. The only thing you might want to add, and I'm going to talk more about this also in a blog post connected to this show, you will see it on the blog soon, is monitoring your body fat levels on a week-to-week basis. I'm going to talk more about how and why to do that and how to keep it really simple. I'll show you what I do exactly. You're going to want to monitor your blood pressure. I'll show you the tools I use, how and when I do it, and where I record it. And you can also do your heart rate as well. I'm going to show you how I do mine, how I record it, and why I record it. That's it for today. That is the Fitness Whisperer, episode number 7. I'm Joey Atlas, your trainer for life. I do this all because I love you. Just show me the love back and take action on my advice and share it with everybody you know. I'll see you on the next episode, number 8.